Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, and the Yom Sheni, the 18th day of the month of Tammuz. Today is day 647. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray, we daven for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Binyamin Blau of the Green Road Synagogue in Beechwood, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizik. We'll be followed by Rabbi Blau slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chafalat, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Blau will lead us in the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the hostages, for those who are held captive, which is the Mishaberach with Shuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, where Rabbi Blau will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Finally, to sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder emails, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim call. I also just want to give a thank you, even though he's not on today, although he very frequently is, to my dear friend Rabbi Ira Eben, who not only has always made himself readily available to be on the Tehillim call if there's a cancellation, which is something that is very, very dear to me, that we're very, very appreciative of to have in our back pocket. But him stepping in, especially this past, I think it was Thursday, I was very much under the weather. And Rabbi Eben said, sure, I'll guest host the program as well. So it's good to be back with all of you today. Baruch Hashem, thank God, feeling much better. But I want to thank Rabbi Eben as well for both speaking on the call as well as handling the hosting responsibilities. And with that, wonderful to welcome back another dear chaver, another wonderful mentor I'm going to look up to deeply and introduce to the call Rabbi Blau, the chaver.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali, for that really warm introduction. It is really an honor and privilege to play this role and to continue our longtime partnership and friendship. In this week's Parsha, we have the Parsha's Pinchas, we have the description of the appointing of a successor to Moshe Rabbeinu. His trusted disciple, Yoshua, the one who stayed always in his tent, an individual chosen to lead Am Yisrael into the next, for the next generation to go into the land of Israel. And there are many things, many observations that are so powerful about this choice of Yoshua. I'd like to share two brief ones and then one really profound one that I think should hopefully be a source of chizuk to all of us as we move forward. The first is the interesting choice of Yoshua. After all, the Parsha is named for Pinchas. Pinchas was the hero of last week's Parsha, the one who saved Am Yisrael. Why isn't Pinchas considered? Additionally, one may ask, why aren't Moshe Rabbeinu's own children chosen to be the leader, to be the successor, and continue on his legacy? And I believe the answer to those two questions are that as great as the Midah of Pinchas was, to be the zealot, to be the kanai, who acted on behalf of Am Yisrael so nobly and is rewarded in our Parsha, nonetheless, it is critical to remember that we need the voices of moderation and the clear, steady hand to be our leaders. It is not appropriate to have the individual who is the kanai to be the leader in the long stand. That really has to be someone like Yoshua, who is more measured in his responses. Again, no way detracting from the actions of Pinchas, but a recognition and realization what is needed as we move forward is much more along the lines of Yoshua. And the choice of Yoshua as opposed to Moshe's own children powerfully reminds us that Torah does not go by Yerusha, that if each one of us has the opportunity and the ability to achieve greatness in Torah on our own, it is not an automatic birthright that gets transmitted to the next generation. Of course, there is much to be said about being raised in a Torah home that allows children to continue in that path, but ultimately, it is the individual who must make that choice, who must rise to the occasion and become a person of great stature. However, both of those are really leading up to the main question that I'd like to focus on. After all, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu lost his capacity to be the leader in the event of Mei Meribah. And many of the Mefarshim point out that it wasn't that Moshe was chas v'shalom punished for his actions, but rather it was a consequence. It was clear that Moshe had been the leader for a long period of time, and Am Yisrael needed a new voice. They needed a new perspective to lead them as they enter into the land of Israel, as they go to the next stage of their journey. That being the case, it is very puzzling and perplexing. Why then was Yehoshua chosen? Yehoshua's greatness was that he never left the oil of Moshe. He was the person who was, we'll call him in the modern parlance, the Talmud Mubhak, the closest disciple of Moshe. If a new voice is needed, why choose Yehoshua? Would he not just be a continuation of his teacher and master, Moshe Rabbeinu? So here I must share with you a beautiful answer that I heard from one of my colleagues, Yisrael Besser, and he gave a very powerful and, I think, very meaningful explanation. Yehoshua was going to continue the legacy of Moshe. The Torah that he was going to teach, the core values he's going to pass on to the next generation, were indeed a hemsheikh. They were dear continuation of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was going to present them in a new light. He was going to take a new approach, but the basic message was the same. After all, our Mesorah goes back generation, generation, and that Mesorah, that core Torah, does not change. It is true, it is eternal. As my late grandfather, Rav Teitz, used to say, the Torah speaks in the language of tomorrow. It is an eternal message that has to be delivered in each generation. What is necessary, on the other hand, is for there to be the right messenger in each generation to deliver that message. No two generations of Am Yisrael are the same. And as a result, each generation requires the unique leadership that is necessary for them to impart the Torah and the values and the lesson of living a lifestyle of mitzvos that indeed is gone all the way back through many, many generations. And therefore, that's the choice of Yehoshua. He's the perfect blend. On the one hand, he is indeed Moshe Rabbeinu's foremost disciple. He is going to be continuing the lessons of Moshe Rabbeinu, the lessons that he received from his wonderful teacher. But he's going to do them in a new way. And I think that it's a note of encouragement and perhaps a little note of a challenge to all of us. Our task in each generation is to find the ways to continue to transmit the timeless Torah to the next generation and for us to be successful and to be continued for all generations and for all time. At this moment, we'll turn and we'll go begin saying the various Prakim of Tehillim, the five chapters that we recite together. I'll do so and people have the opportunity to repeat as I say them. We'll start off with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natzeach Mizmor David. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yitagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh, Umitiyon Yisodecha. Yizkor Kol Minchosecha, V'loscha Yidash Nesela. Yitzein Lecha Kevavecha, V'chol Atoscha Yimalei. Niranana Bishua Secha, U'b'shem Elohei Nunidgol, Yimalei Adonai, Kol Mishalo Secha. Ata yadati kyoshia adonoi mishiko, yaneu mishme kacho big buros yesha yimino. Eleva rechev eleva susim, vanachnu bishem adonoi loheinu naskir. Hema karu binafalu, vanachnu kamnu benisodot adonoi hoshia. Hamelech yaneinu viyom koreinu. Now we'll do Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor li David, Adonai roi lo echzar. Bino seshe yarbitzeni, ame menuchos yinahaleini. Davshi yishovev, yancheni bemagle tzedek, leman shimo. Gam ki elech, begeitz amaves, lo iwara, ki ato imodi. Shivtacho mishantecho, hema yinachamuni. Tarok lefanai shulchan, neget soriroi. Dishanta vashemen roshi, Kosi Rivoya, Ach Tova Chesed Yedifuni Kol Yemei Chayai, V'Shafti Beveis Adonai Li'orech Yamim. The next parak we'll read is Parak Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir Lama Alos Esanai El Harim Meayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Meim Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aret, Al yitein lamo draglecha, al yanum shamrecha. Hinei lo yanum belo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa ugoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shira malos mimamakim krasicha Adonai, Adonai shima bikoli. Tiyenos nechakashuvos lekol tachanunoi. Imavonos tishmoya Adonai miya amod. Ki imcho haslicha leman tivorei. Kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi. Ulidvarav hochalti. Nafshi ladonoi mishomerim laboker. Shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed, varbe imo fedus, v'ho yivdes Yisrael, mikol avonosav. And the last parak of Tillim we're going to say, it's Kuf Mem Beis, chapter 142. Maskil le David, viso bamara sifila, koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanan, Eshbok lefanav sihi sarasi lefanav agid bisatef olai ruchi batayadat nesibasi baorach zuahalech temnufachli habet yamin re'ev ein li makir avamanos mimeni ein doresh lenafshi daakti elacha Adonai amarti atamachsi chelki bi'eretz hachayim. Hakshiva arinasi kidalosi miod, hasileni mirod fai kiamsu mimeni, hotia mimasker nafshi lodos eshemecha, biachirus adikim kisigmol aloi. We'll now say, Achenu, we'll say it first in Hebrew, and then I'll read it in English. Achenu kobeis Yisrael nsunim basaro b'shivya, homdim bein bayam ubein bayabasha, hamakam yirachim aleyem, ויוציא מצור לרווחה, ומפעלה לאורה, ומשיבה לגאולה. השתה בגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who were in the distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. We'll now say the very important Mishnah Berurah, first and foremost, the one for our brave Chayalim and Chayalot who are defending our homeland. We'll then say the Mishnah Berurah for the Shvuyim who have been in captivity such a long time and whose return we ask should come speedily. And finally, we'll conclude with the Mishnah Berurah for Cholim, for all those who require refuah. Mishnah Berurah Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, who Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Hagana Yisrael, Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, עומדים המשמרתם לברי אלוהינו, מגבוע בנון ומבן מצרים, ים הגדול עבור רבה בכמה כם שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אבינו קמים עלינו גרפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צער וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה. ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יבר שנאנו תקתם, ידרם בקצר ישוע בתרס ניצחון, ביקם המק עשו, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, הולך עמכם, וילחם לכם, ממכם לא שיעסכם, ונאמר, אמן. מי שברך אבוסינו המצרק ויעקב, יוסף, משה, ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, ויברך וישמור וינצור סדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושבויו, וכל אחינו אנו שונאים בעשרו ובשביה, בעבור שכל הקודש הזה אסבלה בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציאם מחושך וכסל מוות, מוסרותיהם ינסק ומצוקותיהם יושיעם, ושיבם מהרה לחיק משפחותיהם, יודו בני חסדיו ולא עשיו לבני אדם, ויקוים בהם מקושך כסוף, ופדוי אדוני ישבו נבואות ציון ברינה, ושמחה שלום על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו ונפשי גם ואנחה, ונאמר אמן, ונפעל את משברך בכל יום. Yishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hoshev Aaron David Shlomo Hu Berechas Acholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Melei Rachmim Aleihem Rachmim Aleihem Ulurafa Lachaskam Ulhachi Hosam Vishlach Lamei Rapuah Shleim Lamei Hashemayim Lekol Eberem Lekol Gidehem Betoch Shar Chol Yisrael Rapuah Shleim Nefes Rapuah Shaguf Hashem Bagulav Izman Karib and Amar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Blau. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Amir Hashem, in the near future, really great to hear your voice. Looking forward to being the Kesher and being in touch. Thank you again for being with us. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful and safe day.